Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and I've got a good show for you. I've got Tommy Olive with me. Hi, Tommy Olive.
Hey, Scott.
I still like your new jingle, by the way.
Hey, let's grow happy,
let's
huh?
Let's grow happy together. You know what? I'm going to bring a sandwich in, too. Just, you want me to bring you one, too?
Hey, yeah, gluten-free bread, please.
Gluten-free. Okay, I got a deal on my Facebook. It said, for a million years, we did without gluten-free stuff. How come we all have to have gluten-free now?
You know, I think as a kid, I had sinus headaches. My mother used to say, oh, Tommy, it's all in your head.
No pun intended.
I don't know what she meant by that, but she didn't have much sympathy for being sick, and I don't either, unfortunately. But thank goodness I'm not sick very much. But I have headaches, and so, and as a kid, and even as a 20-year-old, I remember, I think maybe it was a gluten intolerance, and everybody's different.
And as we get older, we change too.
We do. We change drastically. But there are, there's all kinds of theories. The last one I read was, I've heard of GMO changing the genetic structure of some products and some seeds and stuff. Yeah. And they say wheat hasn't been altered. I don't know whether that's true or not, but they also say that to desiccate the leaves of the wheat plant in order for them to drop off, it's so much more efficient to harvest the wheat without the leaves. And so they spray Roundup on it, and within 7 to 10 days, they're harvesting the wheat, and the Roundup may or may not, I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's one of the theories. Oh, it's on the seed, and then it's harvested and processed. And then at the same time, I've heard that there's Roundup salesmen that'll take the bottle and drink it. So, and they
wouldn't
die.
Do that.
So who knows? I wouldn't either.
You were talking about good salesmen. You do that, you think I'm okay. You got me sold on that one. Wow,
that guy believed in his product, didn't he?
Well, because Roundup. Let's talk about it. I mean, that's probably one of the best weed killers around, isn't it?
You know, it's non-selective, and it's strange to me. But there's dicots and monocots. There's grasses, and there's broadleafs. And when the seed comes up, there's either one little leaf or two little Mickey Mouse leaves. Every seed in the world, it's one or the other. And the killing process is way different from one to the other. These hormone style herbicides. One works on one and one works on another. But Roundup isn't stronger. It's just non-selective. It works on both of them. And we think it's real strong, but it's just non-selective.
I still remember this is years and years ago. I lived at the lake and had washer pits in my backyard.
Yeah.
Had a young man that lived next door to me, you know, and he always came out. He always wanted to help. And he said, what are you doing? I'm getting my washer pits ready. He goes, how do you ask? Yeah, get that ready. We'll spray inside the washer pits, you know, just in here. He sprayed all right, and everywhere, all the grass around there. So like you said, it kills everything.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, you know what? I learned something else, folks. Every time I give it on the show, I learn something. I know you've got to learn something, too. The leaf, though. I didn't know that. I got to share with y'all what I learned earlier. And I hear myself included say this wrong. Xeriscaped. It's not zero. It's
Xeriscaped.
Xera. Right.
It's supposed. I tell you what. In 1962, the city of Denver discovered Denver is an arid, semi-arid climate. There's not much rainfall in Denver. You don't know that. It's cooler, but it's dry.
Well, the snow, I guess, is where they get their moisture.
Yeah, but they don't have a lot of snow either. Strange, but they don't, because they don't have the moisture there. It's the wrong side of the mountain. So they. This is what I think happens. You sell somebody a house.
That's a good thing to say.
Yes, that's wonderful. Yeah, from Scott Allison Real Estate.
Awesome.
And they move into this empty house. And the wife says, honey, gosh, we need some furniture. And so you spend some money on furniture.
And they do say that.
Yes. We need some more appliances. We need some towels. And we need, honey, we're about out of money. Well, no, we need some drapes. And so you get that. And then you go outside and you notice, we forgot the landscape. And you're broke. And so the least expensive way to deal with that is to sow Bermuda seed or grass seed. Uh-huh. And so you've got this beautiful green yard. You got by. It's all economics. And the city of Denver says, listen, that's the biggest water guzzler is the grass. And so it's 95% grass, and it's for economic reasons. So what if we reduced it to a third? Went from 95% to 33% grass. Wouldn't that be a great thing? a great goal. So they invented this word called xeriscape, and it was the design with water conservation in as a purpose. And they said, let's go a third grass, a third beds and stuff like that, ground covers and flowers and shrubs, and a third hardscapes. And that was the goal and the design goal in xeriscaping. Now, in San Angelo, I'm afraid we've turned it into zero scaping.
Yes. Yes.
Where they just put gravel out there and there's nothing.
It's horrible.
And it's harsh. It's anyway. And it is low maintenance for about a year, maybe not even a year. If you let it get away from you, it's a nightmare. And I did my first gravel yard in 1977, probably. And we used plastic back then. We didn't have the breathable and drinkable where the water goes through the fabric. Just used plastic. And the guy was, and I told him, I said, you need to be looking out for weeds and grass. I said, you don't want anything to get established or started in this. So this guy was an engineer, and I think every Saturday he went out there with his Roundup looking for anything. And what has it been? 40 years later, that yard's still pretty clean. Because I guess when the house sold, he said you got to watch for problems, you know. So yet anyway, so people think they're low maintenance or no maintenance. They are low maintenance, but they're not no maintenance. If you let one blade of Bermudas get started, you'll have a lawn in your gravel.
Well, and Tommy, I thought of something too. Is, you know, I do want to spend time on this today if we can, but we had Mr. Havelock in here, and he does the water stuff for the city and all that. Yes. Did a really good job talking about your sprinkler system and stuff. He's talking about how hot that AstroTurf gets. I'm thinking if you have a zero, not zero, the correct term, but a zero, that's what it is in San Angelo, like you said, rocks all around your house, it seems like the heat would be more intensified too. It would have to be less efficient.
Okay.
I'm making this up, but it just seems like that's right.
All right, here's the deal. The rocks reflect a lot of the heat because they're light colored. Sure. I don't like the red gravel. I have installed in my life some red geo gravel landscapes. But the problem with that is, and I warn y'all out there in radio land, that you get three or four leaves in that dark red, beautiful gravel. Same way with white marble. It looks dirty. You get 1,000 leaves in a natural colored gravel area, nobody knows.
Yeah, they came to see them.
So the red would absorb heat. The lighter colors reflect heat, but that's reflecting it onto your house, and there's no doubt that the evaporation that happens through foliage has an incredibly cooling effect, and so you're not getting that. So it is hotter, but underneath it, the soil underneath it is probably cooler.
Well, we're buying a new house. And we go by, and I love the house, but it's a big lot. It's actually on two lots. But most of the front and the sides are just nothing but rock, and I just don't care for it. So, but let me tell you where you're getting in trouble here in a minute. So I get in a little golf cart, get my wifey. I said, we're going to drive around. So we drove all through Bentwood, and there's a couple that I would call our Zera landscaped. You know, they have some grass, some gravel, and they're really pretty. They look very, very nice.
Right.
Mine isn't one of them. And so my wife says, well, when you see Tommy, just ask him what you should do. So, see, I got you on the radio show, but it needs some help. Bad.
You know, everybody that's listening, the